Thoughts on 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 to 19. Suffering. I'm going to take an overall view of this passage before we come to the detail. Suffering. Now, suffering is a theme of this letter. We've met it before, and this is not the end of it. It may seem that it's a lurch from progressive sanctification, but of course, the believer grows. He learns, she learns, the experience by suffering. Suffering is not pleasant, but it does yield this trial, this chastening, this difficulty, does yield experience, Romans 5, Hebrews 12, and so on. Well, this is Peter speaking about suffering here. As I say, it's a theme of this letter, and progressive sanctification is tied up with it. You remember John Newton's hymn, "I asked the Lord that I might grow in grace and knowledge and understanding." And he said, "I thought that it would come off the shelf, you know, I'd get a packet of it." But it didn't happen like that. What did God do? He brought me trials and difficulties and problems. And I said to the Lord, "Is this the way it's going to be?" He said, "Yes, this is the way I answer prayer for growth, for experience and knowledge. You're going to get it." You see, you can pray for patience. Well, if you pray for patience, God will send you a way of being patient, something to tempt you to be impatient, to try you, to test you. Now, that's the better word than tempt. But the experience here Peter is speaking about is suffering in the believer. Dear friends, do not be surprised. Don't be staggered by all this. This can happen, you know. Now, what I really want to say, I think, here is what strikes me, is how this note in Peter's letter sounds a different chime to today. It doesn't chime in with today at all. My feeling when I hear the modern evangelical, young evangelical speaking, it's all one long sunshine day. It's all happy. It's all bright. It's all cheerful. They got all the answers and all that. As I read the Bible, as I read my own experience, questions arise. And I don't even know the questions, let alone the answers all the time. Look at it here. Verse 12, painful. Look at verse 12, trial. Verse 12 again, suffering. Verse 13, sufferings. Verse 14, insulted. Verse 15, suffer. Verse 16, suffer again. Judgment in verse 17. I see the word hard in verse 18. I see the word suffer in 19. Well, that's a list, isn't it? In a few short verses, 8 verses, is it? Suffering, trial, insulted, judgment, hard, suffer, pain, difficulties, setbacks, disappointments, false accusations. These are the lot of God's elect. If a man will live godly in Christ Jesus, he shall suffer persecution. They didn't like me, says Christ. They didn't want me. They rejected me. And if they rejected me, and since they have rejected me, they'll reject you. I reckon that the present sufferings are not worthy to be compared to the glory that should be revealed to us and in us. But today, Christian experience is one jolly happy day out, isn't it? It's to me, anyway. Perhaps I'm wrong to say this, but that's how it strikes me, the impression that they give me. It's a holiday camp. They want the best of both worlds, and they want it literally. But we are strangers. This is the new covenant. Strangers. Insulted. Hated by the world. Ecclesia. Called out. Separated ones. Sanctified. Today we're all normal and chums together. Is suffering today is all according to God's will. Verse 19. Of course, I can suffer through my sin. I've done that. I can suffer through my stupidity. I've done that. But this for the name of Christ. As a Christian, verse 16, verse 14, verse 13, Christ, for Christ's sake, for God's sake, for the cause of God. That's where the suffering should be. Of course, we can go out looking for trouble and make it, and we'll find it. We can provoke it. We can bring upon ourselves by our own stupidity and sin the sufferings. But this is suffering for Christ, standing for Christ, living for Christ, speaking for Christ, acting for Christ. And Peter says, don't think it's strange. This is the normal Christian life. the one happy, jolly event is not normality at all. That's not the Christian life. I see nothing of that in the New Testament, in the New Covenant. May God give us all understanding on these matters and understand and appreciate what's happening to us. Don't think it's strange, this painful trial you're going through. Brother, sister, are you passing through that today? Are you suffering for the name of Christ? Then his glory rests upon you. Blessed are you when all men shall persecute you, say all manner of evil against you for my name's sake. Rejoice, for great is your reward in heaven. That's the word of Christ for you.